This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
If we don't go 4-0 in the next four, I'm going to be kind of disappointed. See what I... See? You see what I'm saying? He wasn't here for that segment. He did not hear that. Little Mike did not hear my segment at all. I can tell you he joined us late on that one. Didn't I tell you? I've been doing this 30 years, dude. 30 years. I know how you guys think, okay? I know how you ladies think. I know how you fanatics think. Little Mike right there. If we don't go 4-0 in the next four, I'm going to kind of be disappointed. And we're 5-3. There is no room for disappointment, Dolphin fans. Okay? Get on board with me. Please get on board the positive train. Please get on board the realistic train. We're not supposed to be here after year. We're not supposed to be 5-3 after a complete teardown last year. Okay? Little Mike, I'm telling you, my brother, you don't want to think like that.
It doesn't take long for us to create benchmarks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I love that segment. I really do. In the first hour you did. Let's just enjoy this.
Yeah.
Can we stop all the any negative, any putting up expectations? Just be happy.
I'll give you another one.
We've had no happiness in 2020.
I talked about this on Onside Radio today from 11 to 1. Well, for those of you that are tuning in, and might as well, if you haven't seen the show on a consistent basis, because had a couple of days off earlier this week, I'm on every day 11 to 1 over at OnsideRadio.com. You can download the app, MyTuner Radio. And you can check us out there, search Onside. And we got a great lineup, man. Manny Navarro's there. Alex Dono's there. Ethan Skolnick's there. Kalen Kyle does a great soccer show. Our morning show, The Morning Juice with Lemon City Live. Those guys are a lot of fun. Check it out, please. And you'll enjoy. Trust me, you're really going to enjoy what we're doing. But I'll give you a thing about this. And I get that Omar Kelly has a job to do, and I love Omar Kelly. Omar's a friend of mine, dude. I will defend Omar to the death. Not that I agree with him on everything Dolphins or football. He and I disagree many times over. Okay, but like I tell you, right now is not the time to talk about negativity. Right now is not the time when it comes to the Dolphins. We have to be realistic. What they're doing for us right now, what Chris Greer and Brian Flores are doing, is unheard of, dude. You tore the team down to the bone last year with barely any talent left over, and in a year and a half, you're now 5-3. Are you out of your mind? You were 0-7 last year. You're 5-3 now. You went 10-7 now in the last 17 games. You've gone 5-1 now after you went 0-2. There's no room for complaining. So, and if they win 3 of 4, Little Mike, you should be super happy, bro. Think about it. You're going to be disappointed if they're not 4-0. Okay, so if they're 3-1, you're going to be disappointed that they're 8-4? Let's go over that again. You're going to be disappointed that they're 8-4. How does that make any sense? Right? So, Omar writes this article today. They're 5-3 in their first 8 games. Things are trending in the right direction. Your young quarterback's playing really well. All this kind of stuff, right? Here's the headline. Kelly, what could prevent these Dolphins from reaching the postseason? Commentary, okay? First thing he puts, roster gets watered down further by injuries and COVID-19. Dude, that can happen to anybody. So why are we mentioning this now? Like injuries and COVID, of course we know it can take a toll on anybody. But, I mean, come on. Why are we going to talk about this now? That's not the issue. Tua Tagovailoa's development stalls. My Lord, he's only played 2 games. We're already talking about his development stalling. And if you tell me that it's other quarterbacks that, you know, maybe I don't know as well, but this kid... Nobody studies harder than this kid. Nobody asks more questions than this kid. This guy wants to find out from his defensive guru head coach what the defenses are doing. He goes and asks the defensive players, what can I do to improve? And on that play, what this play, what were you thinking on this play when I threw it? All of these, this guy gets into it at every level. So we're going to talk about his development stalls. The third point he makes, Dolphins start losing the turnover battle. But why would they? You're a good team. You've gone through half the season winning the turnover battle. Why wouldn't you win the turnover battle in the second half? That's just like saying, well, the offensive line forgets how to play. They all become Chuck Knoblaugh. They start throwing out into the stands. I mean, you know, it's just like, really? Come on, Omar. Do we have to talk about this now? Quarterback's playing well. Offensive line's playing well. I mean, give me a break. Devontae Parker has fought through a lot. Gesicki's grown up. You know, the defense is playing out of its mind. Ogbaugh's having a Pro Bowl year. I mean, do we really have to do this? Number four, Miami's rushing attack continues to struggle. But they're 5-3 with a struggling rushing attack. Why do we have to bring this up? What more is it going to struggle? You know what I mean?
I love that last point. You know, imagine if we were getting 4 yards a clip running the ball.
Hey, but you can write that article for anybody. Okay? Well, how Kansas City can't make the playoffs? Well, Pat Mahomes gets on crack. You know, Tyreek Hill loses his leg. Yeah, you know, I could just start doing that too. COVID ravages the locker room and half of them go out. Yeah, I could come up with that article too with every team. It was just like, I saw that today and it was like this giant bucket of just ice water being thrown on me, like, just cool down. And I'm like, come on, bro. This is not the time for this. You know, I talked about this on my show. There's a lot of things he could write about. How the Dolphins have developed three tight ends and the two blocking guys are now catching the ball along with Gesicki, helping the offense be more multiple. I could talk about that. I could talk about how they have six offensive linemen when they never had two or three in years past. I could talk about the amazement of Tua's transformation from coming to the from off the bench to starting. I could talk about his relationships, how Tua has done a great job of building relationships with teammates, with coaches, and that he immediately has gained that respect and that they play hard for him and they like him. I can write about so many things. I can write about Chris Greer's vision to say, no, I know Byron Jones is going to cost us a lot of money, but if we have two shutdown corners, it will make the entire defense better. I can write about Van Ginkle growing in the position, a guy that was picked into the fifth round. I can talk about the Texans draft pick, the kid, the Texas draft pick, the Jones kid, the safety.
Playing linebacker.
Yeah. I mean, I could just go on and on and on and talk about all the amazing stories. I could talk about Jason Sanders will not miss from the moon. Okay?
Record consecutive field goals, 20.
20.
And we've had some pretty good field goal kickers in
our
day.
Yes, definitely. But I could talk about that. I can write about that. There are so many things to write about with the Dolphins right now. You could just write a Flores story alone, dude. You could write a Chan Gailey story. People thought he was old. People thought he was washed up. He was out of football. He's done a great job. They're 5-3. He did a good job with Fitz, and he's doing a good job with the rookie. Why can't we talk about that? You can write an article about all of that. You're going to write an article about the 10 things that are going to bring you down? Come on, man. I saw that and it was like, damn, Omar. You're a killer right now. You're wiping me out.
All those people, you know what, oh? I want to know what color the sky is in their world, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, right now is not the time to take any negativity, man.